The average cost of a motor insurance policy was €616 in the first half of last year, up by around €50 on 2023. We can talk to our consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. So, Angus, the only way is up.
So it seems, Audrey, according to these figures, motor insurance prices peaked in 2017 when the average policy rose well above €700. But costs started coming down, and between 2017 and 2022, there was a significant drop. The government's action plan on insurance led to initiatives such as the introduction of personal injuries guidelines, as well as the reforms of the Injuries Resolution Board. This helped to bring costs down, but since 2022, they've risen again by 12%. Though it should be noted, motor insurance is still 25% cheaper than it was in 2017. Now, the latest rise that you mentioned, confirmed in the Central Bank report today, shows a €49 or a 9% jump from €567 to €616 for the average policy. This compares with an average annual premium of around €315 across the European Union. So we're quite a bit higher than our peers. Inflation largely blamed for the fresh increase, and indeed damage claims have gone up considerably.
Any reaction to the report, Angus?
Well, Insurance Ireland, that's the group representing insurers, says that although premiums have begun to increase, reflecting the increased cost environment, customers have benefited from falls. It says that aside from inflation, the trend of settling claims through what can be the more expensive litigation route is adding to costs. And the group is also calling on the government not to approve the Judicial Council's proposed 16.7% increase in personal injuries guidelines, which it says could erode progress made on insurance reform. And interestingly, this view is shared by the Alliance for Insurance Reform, which represents consumers' interests. And it would be rare enough for the Insurance Ireland and the Alliance to agree on certain issues. And I've been speaking with the Chief Executive of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Brian Hanley, about that potential increase in personal injuries guidelines, as well as the latest price increase.
I think we're at real risk now of sweeping away many of the savings that have been made from the government's programme of insurance reform. This is currently on the desk of the Minister for Justice. And if he increases the size of awards, we are only going to see motor insurance premiums increase exponentially for the foreseeable future. And it will also put the government's new action plan on insurance reform on the back foot before it has even gotten started. But look, I think there's no doubt that inflation has contributed to the increase, as the cost of repairs has risen considerably in recent years. However, I also think it's important that we monitor this so that inflation doesn't just become another excuse for insurers to increase premiums indefinitely.
That's Brian Hanley there from the Alliance for Insurance Reform. So Angus, what is the outlook? Is it going up and up?
Well, as I mentioned, we've had measures such as the personal injuries guidelines and reforms of the Injuries Resolution Board. They've made a dent, but that's been about it so far. While personal injury awards have dropped, damage claims, as we've heard, have gone up. That's no surprise, I suppose, with the general rise in the cost of living we've seen. Efforts have also been made to reduce the number of uninsured drivers on Irish roads. Those numbers are coming down. That should help to lower policy costs in time. Then last week, the government announced its latest public consultation on insurance reform. It's in the midst of a new action plan on insurance as well. So the high costs are very much on the radar of officials. But as both Insurance Ireland and the Alliance for Insurance Reform are warning, if personal injury and award guidelines rise by the near 17% the Judicial Council is proposing, then we could see another big jump in the cost of car insurance. And Audrey, that's the biggest factor at play right now.
Angus, thank you very much. Angus Cox, our consumer affairs correspondent, brings the time on the programme to 8:30.